Good morning, everybody.
We interrupt this alert for another alert.
It's a Central States special report.
Oh, good morning, happy afternoon, evening, whatever time you're listening to this. It's a podcast, obviously not live, but still recorded and made for listeners like you. So, thank you. My name is Aaron Robinson, podcasting from the Central States Marketing Department Studios. And this is a fun one. Waterbird Spirits is launching in the Kansas City Metro and bringing with it some amazing canned cocktails. We're talking vodka sodas, we're talking margaritas, award winners, and we're also talking what looks to be the drink of the summer, ranch water, which may not be a new concept to many of you or some of you, but it certainly was to me, and it is so good, so good. The entire portfolio is worth talking about, which is exactly what owner Wilson Craig and I do in this podcast. And if you can't tell from his energy alone how amazing this stuff is, just get a pack and see for yourself. Anyways, without further ado, my conversation with Wilson Craig, owner and founder, Waterbird Spirits.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, I gotta say, that was a really good vibe to wake up to this morning.
It's just so cool. Like, I listened to the podcast. I think I listened to the, you all did one on Boston Beer, and it's just so cool because it's so fresh and a great idea. So we're pumped.
Yeah. Oh, great, great. Well, then I don't see any other reason to just keep stalling, you know, man. Let's just get right into it. Today's podcast recording is with brand new up and coming on shelves just about any time once we can get it approved in the state. You know how this thing goes. Waterbird Spirits out of Charlottesville, Virginia. With me today is the founder and owner, Wilson Craig.
Well, thank you all so much. I'm pumped to be here and great to talk to you all.
I am I'm very excited because this energy is just, it is really bringing my Thursday in, and I'm so happy to have it too. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, Waterbird and in general, just what kind of drove you down this path? What made Waterbird start?
Absolutely. So kind of like a brief, you know, elevator pitch intro. So we're Waterbird Spirits, started in 2019 in Charlottesville, Virginia. Launched in Charlottesville, eventually expanded to 3 states. By the end of this year, 2021, we'll be in over 40 states. So just a massive explosion, which is just so unbelievable. And the number one reason why is our product quality. So we make canned cocktails with real premium distilled spirits. So 3 products that we're really going to focus on in your market, which are ranch water, tequila margarita, and vodka variety pack, all unbelievable. Amazing. And this is the future. High quality distilled spirits in a convenient package. No mixing or measuring required. We're going to do it for you better than you could yourself. So really, really excited to be here and to work with you all. You know, working with the best distributors in the world is critical to our mission. So we're excited for the opportunity.
I think you hit it right on the head. I know, you know, we've gotten into the canned cocktails a little bit on this end and distribution and seeing what it can do in market. And you're absolutely right. Just the sheer convenience of having something so quality in a can ready to go without having to pull out all the ingredients, without having to take time to do it yourself. Just pop open a can and go.
And you bring up a huge, huge point, which is also consistency. A, quality, but B, consistency. You know, one of the biggest problems with the spirit industry right now, and one of the things we're solving is really dosing. So, you know, if you go to the bar and order a vodka soda, it could be 5% alcohol or 50% alcohol. And really the only factor is how much coffee did the bartender had. So we are solving that problem, right? And it really, really is amazing, especially for our target demographic, 25 to 55 young, active people that want the convenience, but also quality. And this space has been lacking quality and consistency for quite some time. So that's what's exciting about RTDs, particularly spirit bases. And there's a ton of consumer education in the space. You know, I think hard seltzer, you know, sugar and malt based is really just the beginning of this much bigger trend.
Dead on. And a really good point on the consistency front. You know exactly what you're getting every single time you crack open that can. You mentioned the SKUs that are coming. Let's just jump right into it. The two standalones, the ranch water and the tequila margarita, both made with premium Blanco tequila.
Something we're super, super proud of is that we distill our tequila in Mexico. And you know, just to show you anecdotally our growth, we started importing totes up from Jalisco, Mexico. Now we import tankers, like those big, massive tankers you see on the road. You're like, what is in those? really high quality tequila we make. And we're super, super keyed into quality. So right now there's a huge blurred line between real tequila distilled in Mexico with your own NOM, which signifies your distillery, and agave spirits, agave concentrate, which is a far more inferior product that really just doesn't have the authenticity. So again, you know, our brand is all about authenticity and that quality, and our tequila certainly embodies that.
I kind of want to start a little easy, you know, with something a little bit familiar here when we're talking about the products, specifically the tequila margarita. Margaritas are something that I think most people are pretty familiar with. What's the differentiation between Waterbird's tequila margarita and just the margarita next to it?
You know what's awesome is we are the better for you canned cocktail company. So we're always keyed in on what the consumer wants. And really what the consumer wants is a high quality product without all of the sugar in the product. So our product is only 6 grams of sugar, 160 calories, 7% ABV, delicious. What I love about our margarita, just won double gold, by the way, Sip Awards, unbelievably excited and proud of our margarita. So as you can tell, so 7% ABV, delicious. And to your point, what separates us from the rest? The sheer quality that you can taste and that salt finish is just unreal. It really makes a smooth salt finish. It's not overpowering. You don't get too much citrus. It's perfectly balanced. And you know, we're super, super excited to win double gold. And that certainly signifies, you know, the amount of effort we put into all of our products, making sure they are the highest quality out there, bar none.
Let's reiterate that real quick here. Double gold at the Sip Awards.
Exactly. And unbelievable product. You know, what we're really finding with the margarita is, particularly on premise, absolutely kills it. Golf courses, pools, because people are noticing, you know, we don't want to take the time to make our own, and it's already better. Why even try? It's just amazing. So really, really awesome. Even at 7%, you know, with a tiny bit of cane sugar, no high fructose corn syrup, only 160 calories. You know, if you go to the restaurant with the margarita, that's going to be significantly higher sugar and calories. So again, everything we do is keeping sugar calories in mind. The consumer today wants a really, really high quality product, but doesn't want all those residual sugars. So we're definitely keyed into that as well.
I think that's a really, really good point, especially with the Midwest being the way that it is here in Kansas City. The humidity kind of has a mind of its own. And so whenever you're outside and you're drinking, you really don't want to have to feel like you can only do one or two before you got to call it a day or a night. And it sounds like Waterbird Tequila Margarita exactly speaks to that.
Oh, it's perfect, perfect, perfect. And also, it's sibling. The ranch water is delicious, you know, a little bit lower in ABV, 5% rather than 7%. Delicious, though. One of those all-day refreshments that, you know, if you're hanging out with friends in the backyard grilling, it is perfect. Only 100 calories, 1 gram of sugar, and that comes from the lime juice. So, you know, really the key message on our ranch water is real premium tequila, real lime juice, really refreshing without all the sugar and calories.
So Wilson, I might need your help here. I'm going to double down on the ranch water real quick, because I don't know if you've had this hurdle, but here in the Midwest, the term ranch water might need a little bit of clarification.
I absolutely love it. And you know, I love doing tastings, and it's so cool to see, because ranch water, you know, it originated in far west Texas, comes from the Texas sense of the word ranch rather than ranch dressing. And as we expand, particularly in areas outside the Southwest and really Southeast, you do get more questions. Hey, does this have Hidden Valley Ranch in it? Which is awesome question. And honestly, I really, really like it because we're educating the consumer on such an amazing product. And so does not, I can confirm on this podcast, does not contain Hidden Valley Ranch, but it does contain really, really high quality premium Blanco tequila, real lime juice, sparkling water. It is absolutely delicious. And once you try one, you're going to know exactly what all the hype is about, why it is so delicious.
Man, you please forgive me, because I know whenever I first heard Waterbird was coming and we were starting to talk podcast and getting this on the books, I was looking at the product lineup and I saw Ranch Water and I did a double take.
That's awesome, because you know it's so amazing, and I don't think many times in alcohol you get this opportunity to introduce a consumer to such an amazing product. And our thing is, you know, if we can introduce a consumer to a really high quality product very early, they're going to try, if they do try other products, they're going to say, wow, you know, it's really, really going to come hit home on, you know, the steps we take to make the best product out there.
Real quick, just so we can break this down for anybody that's left wondering, Ranch Water, again, is at least the Waterbird Ranch Water, premium Blanco tequila, real lime juice, carbonated water.
Exactly. Sparkling water, 100 calories, 5% ABV, only 1 gram of sugar, 2 grams of carbs.
That is a lawn mowing beverage, man.
It is perfect. It is absolutely perfect. And you kind of hit it on the head. You know, in that summer heat, you're going to want something refreshing, light, that you can really, really, you know, have a couple of and feel amazing. And the best part is, you know, gluten-free. So you're not going to have any of the residual effects there. And the ranch water is certainly our horse, not only in, you know, our first three states, Virginia, Tennessee, and Georgia, but also in our expansion states. It really, really expands beyond the Southwest and Southeast. It's amazing to see. It's absolutely our horse.
Not to put it on the spot or anything, but is there some awards behind the ranch water as well?
So we just entered them into awards. So that was a little bit, we have won awards at San Francisco Wine and Spirits and at SIP Awards, but we entered the Ranch Water later than the Margarita. So they're going to come here very, very shortly. And we've got some very, very exciting news on that front.
Kansas City, I hope you're paying attention. This stuff is bringing hardware.
It is amazing. And it's so exciting to see, because, you know, all of our products, we test multiple times, 50, 60 times before, you know, we're getting the final iteration. So to see the judges really award the quality is unbelievable. So we're really, really excited. So keep your eyes peeled for some big, big awards coming out that we're not allowed to release yet, but they're coming.
Let's move forward to the vodka variety, vodka soda.
Exactly. So vodka variety pack is delicious. 3-can cocktails, vodka cucumber mint, vodka watermelon basil, vodka citrus squeeze, all 5% ABV. Amazing product lineup, a 6-pack. So you get 2 of each. It is like the ultimate refreshment, especially for the consumer that wants to go in, really get, you know, a couple different taste profiles. Delicious.
So I noticed on the spot here that it says real potato vodka, and I know vodka is distilled from potatoes, but let's walk through that a little bit more.
Like, absolutely. So I love that question. So thank you so much for asking. So in the U.S. right now, less than 1% of the vodka sold is from potatoes, the majority being corn or wheat, a much cheaper distillate. So when we were formulating our products, we always start with what's the best product. We're product people. And then we work backwards. And potato vodka, hands down, the smoothest quality. The reason you don't see more of it is it's much more expensive. So we make all of our vodka in Idaho with the best American-grown potatoes. Delicious, super smooth. We also have our vodka bottles, which we're really, really excited to release down the road with our vodka. Unbelievable product. Oh my gosh! And you can taste the difference. You know, it's really smooth. No harsh acidic aftertaste you get with corn or wheat.
That's good for people with heartburn, you know?
Absolutely. It's awesome too, because it's really got that authenticity again. Not to you know, really beat it down, but we've really got that authenticity of really high quality spirits made in around the world with the best ingredients. So whether it be Jalisco, Mexico, or Rigby, Idaho, we are keyed in and focused.
Like you mentioned, the variety, it's got 3 flavors. We're talking citrus squeeze, watermelon basil, and cucumber mint. Which one's your favorite?
So I absolutely, you know, I get that question all the time. Everyone's always like, what's your favorite? What's your favorite? I absolutely love every single one and drink every single one every single week. Seriously. Like all of our, like I tell this to everyone, all of our canned cocktails go through such a rigorous process to get to where they are. There is no, and they're all equally as popular, which just shows you the level of formulation. You know, we've had products that we've had in R&D that have gotten far in the process. We just didn't feel comfortable unless we're 150% in, like all of our products now, like espresso martini. You know, that's a perfect example of we formulated it. We didn't think it's as high of quality as what we have and what we're working on. So that's something we shelved and kind of put on the shelf and didn't move forward. So again, we're only going to use the best ingredients, make the best products.
I dig that answer. I dig that answer. That's a good answer. But if I said you can only have one right now.
I really, really, on a hot summer day, like it is 95 degrees, humid, you know, you're maybe even going to a baseball game. The perfect refreshment at that instance, I think, is our cucumber mint. Unbelievable. It literally smells like someone's literally chopping up cucumbers on the kitchen counter with a clean mint finish. No bad aftertaste. We use monk fruit, so we don't use any stevia or fake ingredients. Really, really high quality, zero sugar, and doesn't have any bad aftertaste. You're going to try it and be like, that's remarkable. The perfect summer refreshment.
Oh, man. All right. That sounds amazing. I'm in. So you've touched on this quite a bit of times here throughout the course of the podcast, talking about gluten-free, talking about minimal sugar, talking about a healthy, active lifestyle. That seems to be the direction that we kind of just as drinkers are heading. Have you seen that yourself?
Oh, absolutely. You know, what's really interesting is 2 years ago, we started working on Waterbird, and Virginia was illegal to make canned cocktails and sell through amazing beer wholesalers like yourself. So we got the law changed, and everyone laughed at me when I was testifying in the House and the Senate in Virginia. This will never be a thing, they said. And oh boy, are they wrong. You know, this is the way the drinker is going. We believe so strongly in the better for you space, but also better for you cocktail space, which means using really high quality ingredients and real distilled spirits. So I think the drinker now has more options than ever, which is an amazing thing for the consumer. So to get an unbelievable product, to be able to expand nationally, your quality has to be unbelievable. And that's what's amazing, about where we are now. The drinker has so many options. And honestly, I think they're starting to learn about even more what they're consuming. We saw the same thing in the 70s, 80s, and 90s with craft beer. You know, at that time, big beer said, you know, had a much bigger hold on the market. And craft beer came along, really stressed the importance of ingredients and authenticity. And that's what we're seeing now, too.
Man, there's a story in there talking about going in front of the House in the state of Virginia just to even make this happen. What was that like?
It's awesome to look back. At the time, I was terrified. You know, like to get up there, to kind of get like riddled with questions. And my point was, I think it's a little ridiculous, in Virginia at the time, you could have, you know, a 20% malt beverage, but you couldn't have a really high quality canned cocktail with lower ABV. If it's a safety argument, it certainly doesn't hold. So it was an amazing experience. And honestly, I think if we tried today, we probably couldn't get it passed because, you know, at the time, everyone said, you know, this guy's crazy and this won't be anything. And look where RTD spirits are going now. We're 3% of the total alcohol industry right now. IWSR predicts us at 25% by 2025, I believe. So that's a pretty massive growth trajectory. And it's very, very exciting.
It's crazy to me that there were even doubters in the room that this type of stuff wouldn't take off.
Isn't it wild to think? But I think, you know, just looking back through history, you know, there's doubters in craft beer. It's wild to look back in history and say, this is where things were and not everyone knew, you know, where it was going. It's just such an amazing opportunity. And, you know, we took, you know, huge risks and we're 100% family owned. I can't stress that enough. So, you know, we're all about quality and that really protects us from doing things that we don't want to do. Like we're not going to change our vodka because someone's like, hey, this is a cheap, you know, we can improve our margins by using cheap corn vodka from Texas. Like, hell no. We're only going to use the finest ingredients And being 100% family owned, we can do that. We're product people and we can focus on the product.
After we get the laws passed and we're starting to open up Waterbird here, and we've moved forward to 40 states this quick. You know, we talk about like 2019, like that was years ago because, you know, it feels that way. But really, the question is kind of, what was it like to open up a venture like this months before the entire world pretty much fell around us?
Oh, it was crazy. I mean, I'm sure you remember this, like the first day, the NBA canceled that game. Like, players were on the court and they canceled that game. I think everyone was kind of like braced for impact. So it's pretty surreal. And I've got to give so much credit to our wholesalers and our retailers for not only, getting through the pandemic, but thriving. You know, it was a difficult year and a half for a lot of people, and everyone on the front lines just did an amazing job. I think from our perspective, we're super fortunate to be an industry that grew, particularly in our space, throughout the pandemic. So super fortunate there. It is pretty surreal. You know, we are based in Virginia and started in Virginia, Tennessee, and Georgia, and to be grown to 40 plus states. And really, if you look at it, the seven states are control states that we're probably going to launch next year, just because we want to focus on the first 40. So then we're excited for the spring and summer. It's an exciting time.
You know, the message is pretty clear here. It's just fantastically crafted canned cocktail spirits that's ready to go, ready to drink, healthy-ish, better for you, obviously. Was the plan to go this quick the plan all along, or did the pandemic alter that at all?
Oh, absolutely. So the plan was to make the best canned cocktails and get them in front of the most people that we can. So I think that was the plan all along, and the pandemic certainly, I think helped people understand, that this convenient package is really, really nice. And, maybe going to their local retailer or going to the regional supermarket, makes that so much easier. So that was the plan. And I think through this pandemic, the consumer started to learn more about what's in this product. You know, our number one thing is about educating the consumer right now, which is we use a really premium distilled spirit in both our products, tequila and vodka, and we're coming out with more. And this is different than the sugar and malt-based alternatives. Like that is critical to our mission.
You know, it doesn't take much time in front of like a liquor store cooler or behind the bar to notice that tequila-based things like cocktails and seltzers and drinks itself are just rising like rockets right now. What do you think the driving force is behind that?
Well, I think, again, the number one thing that I'm going to like hammer home on is authenticity. I think in today's age when there's so much noise out there, consumers want an authentic brand. It speaks to what, who and what they are. So tequila has that unbelievable heritage, really, really premium product. The taste is amazing. And I think the consumer, right now, frankly, is underserved. Like that's why we have the opportunity we do with our ranch water and our margarita, is because there's so few options out there that meet consumer demand. And that's what we really do. The consumer wants something that's really, really light, refreshing, but easy to get. And a price point that's approachable too. If we're convincing consumers, to really go for a more premium product, which RTD spirits are, our price point has to be ruthlessly competitive to make that decision a little bit easier right next, in the supermarket, right next to our sugar and malt based competitors. So I think to get back to your question, tequila is unbelievably popular right now because it's light, refreshing, but has that authentic identity too.
Where do you see this industry going in, 5 years?
Well, honestly, and I've said this before, but I honestly think in 15 years, we're going to look back and say, how did we consume spirits before canned cocktails? Like that is how big the industry is going to be. And if you just look at IWSR, them saying that 25% of the industry is going to be RTD spirits, that's a pretty significant portion of alcohol, assuming we're roughly 3% now. So I just think there's so much that needs to be done to meet consumer demand right now. And that's what canned cocktails do. And the best part is, you know, the consumers vote with their dollar. And we're seeing that time and time again. So I think we're just honestly getting started. And I think it's going to be like the craft beer boom of 70s, 80s, and 90s, and really early 2000s, except it's going to be 2 years rather than, you know, 25, 30, 40 years. So the consumer has a lot more access to information. They can get on Discord. They can get on Instagram. They can get on, you know, Apple Podcasts or Spotify and listen to this podcast. So they are very, very knowledgeable. And, you know, people ask me all the time, what's your bet? Our bet is that the consumer is very smart, understands what's in their products, and will continue to learn more. And that's really where I think, you know, canned cocktails made with real distilled spirits benefit the most. I was going to ask you all, what are you all seeing in the market? Kind of what's...
It's very much in line with, you know, almost exactly what you just said. And I think the strongest point that's being driven home here is that consistency is the name of the game when it comes to canned things. You know, it was the same thing with you go to a brewery and you purchase the same beer over and over because you know what you're getting time after time after time, that same level of quality, that same level of consistency. And I think you're absolutely right. These canned cocktails are no different. It is not like mixing it yourself where you're getting a slightly but similar experience every single time. Every can you open is that thing you expect.
Oh, it's amazing. And to be able to bring really high quality spirits is unbelievable. You know, people ask how we're able to do it. We're able to do it with scale too. Using the best tequila in Mexico and getting using that scale, leveraging that scale to bring high quality tequila to everyone in a convenient package. I also think, you know, we touched on this earlier. The new consumer, there's so much less stigma. Even the younger consumer won't even be aware of this. But I think 15 years ago there was stigma behind cans, and the new consumer doesn't have that. You know, they actually prefer cans, and there's certainly not the breakage issue with bottles. So it there's so many awesome factors that kind of play into it.
I gotta ask, just because the name is very, very unique, Waterbird. What's behind the name?
I love it. So we are based on Water Street in Charlottesville, Virginia, right on the downtown mall. And seriously, everyone listening, please stop by, say hello. So we actually have another production facility too, but we're always going to have our headquarters right on Water Street. And that's where the name came from. And wet your beak is our slogan.
I love it.
So we are super, super passionate, you know, about our brand story and where we came from. And it's just an amazing, amazing opportunity.
We've got the canned cocktails, we got the canned variety, we got ranch water, we got tequila margarita, all coming very, very soon. Are we expecting anything else down the line here in the very near future? So something to add to the portfolio?
We've got some really, really exciting things in R&D. I kind of hinted at the espresso martini, and we've got a couple more very, very exciting cocktails that really touch on what we say. We're gonna release those very, very soon. We want to make sure they're perfect. Absolutely 150% perfect before we put them out there. But we've got some very, very exciting things too. We're also working on a couple different spirits. So kind of keep in mind, you know, the gins and the whiskeys and the rums, because it's very, very exciting. Two, we're also working on, you know, we touched on consistency, bringing Waterbird canned cocktails to draft lines. On-premise is certainly a focus for us. The ability for bartenders to have that quick, convenient pour with high quality product is amazing. So keep your eyes out for some pretty big excitement there.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I know that this podcast is doing a pretty efficient job just kind of listening in as part of the conversation, because it is 10:30 my time and I want a ranch water.
Absolutely. That's I'm the same way. And it's That is the best part about it. Ranch water, super light and refreshing, delicious. It's got a little bit of salinity too. Amazing, hugely, hugely popular. That's our horse. Again, both have been awarded and exciting awards on the way too, in addition to the ones that I announced.
Man, this is a good time. This is a really good time. I know you mentioned earlier that you listened to some of the podcasts prior, which thank you in advance also. But if you've listened to a few, you know that I have a segment towards the end of the podcast called Five Heavy Hitters.
Butter up!
Five Heavy
hitters.
I did, and I love it. Really, really awesome. I mean, it's just such an amazing way to communicate. And you and I touched on this before the call, but the on-demand aspect is really, really nice too. You know, people, if they're getting tired of me, they can pause me, come back after a little break, come back and listen to more. I certainly have no shortage of excitement or passion, and so I'm really, really excited to be here.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I unless you got something else you maybe want to throw in here, I got five random questions that are ready to go if you're ready.
I'm ready. Ready to rock and roll.
All right. Question number one. What was the last song that you actively sang out loud to?
That is a very good question. Whitney Houston, and I'm completely blanking on the name, her like most popular song.
Dance with Somebody?
That's exactly the song. Yeah. I literally was less, in all openness, I sung that this morning in the car.
Would you be willing to give us a sample?
You know, I don't know if my vocals are there yet for the podcast, but I'll develop them. We'll do version two and my vocals will be in line and you'll be blown away.
I am marking it down for the first question next podcast to be, absolutely. Hey,
absolutely.
Remember Whitney Houston? Let's hear it.
Absolutely.
All right. Question number two. When we talk about the vodka soda cocktail variety pack and the three flavors that are in it, the citrus squeeze, the watermelon basil, and the cucumber mint, obviously those three are bell ringer winners, and we're very excited to see them come to KC Mo very, very soon. But is there any vodka soda flavor that may have made its way through R&D or just out in the market somewhere that you've had elsewhere that we should just straight up avoid?
So I try to really, really just emphasize our products and not touch on I've gotten in trouble for that before. I will say we have the best products in the world. Our awards prove it. And every single product we make is without a doubt the best product. And not only do the judges back it up and the consumer back it up, but we have the best wholesalers in the world. So I'll just leave it by we're the best in the world. You know, if you see multiple products on the shelves, the smartest bet is Waterbird.
Gotcha. Well, so let me put it this way. Is there a flavor out there like cola and lemongrass that like we should just we'll never ever see in a Waterbird can?
Oh, that's an awesome question. Oh, that's fantastic. I thought I misunderstood the question. I apologize.
No worries. So
what I really dislike is, you know, companies that put out like really, really heavy. We're the better for you can cocktail company. We understand our consumer very well and we're keyed into what they want. So you're never going to see us putting out like a quadruple, you know, whiskey, like old fashioned that you wake up the next day, feel like someone hit you in the head with a baseball bat and like show up to work and feel terrible. So again, we're all about the highest quality sessionable cocktails. Doesn't mean we're not going to use a really, really good whiskey. But like those higher, you know, those old fashions, whiskey sours, you know, if you don't formulate that correctly, I feel like that can be, that can kind of where what we're fighting against, which is, you know, things heavy on gluten, residual sugars. We're the better for you can cocktail company. We're gluten free, very light sessionable. People trust us. They can have any of our products on the shelf and know it's amazing. And so those heavier cocktails, I certainly think we're probably going to stay away from.
Gotcha. That's a very fair point. Moving forward, question number three, switching gears just a little bit. Is there a go-to movie for you that just never gets old? You can watch it a million times in a row.
You know, I've taken a lot of flack for this response, and I'll be able to see, hear your feedback. And this might be a hot take, but I think the Internship is much better than Wedding Crashers. I don't know if you've seen both, but that's my take.
I need a bit of a refresher. The Internship was Vince Vaughn, right?
Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson, based in Google. You know, like in Google.
That's
and
it. Yeah, yeah.
It is literally hilarious, and I think it's better than Wedding Crashers. You know, all my friends, like that's they remember me saying that though. So they certainly point that out. Might be a hot take, but I firmly believe it.
I feel like that's fair. First of all, this whole thing's perspective, so come on. But second of all, like, I get that. I get that. That movie definitely had its highlights. I think Wedding Crashers kind of gets more of a notoriety because, in part because of the cameos that were in it. Like, Will Ferrell towards the end there pretty much made that movie.
And it was in both of them in their prime, whereas I think The Internship was a little later. But also the thing about Wedding Crashers, everyone can relate. And I think it's one of those things like weddings, everyone's excited, so people can relate to it. But I think The Internship is hilarious. I mean, I bet I've watched it over 50 times. Not exaggerating, and I just love it.
So prove me wrong here. The Internship, I think one of its biggest issues from my perspective is that it just wasn't quotable enough.
Exactly. Well, I think that's everyone's number one. I think the humor is a little bit drier. And I think that compared to Wedding Crashers, it didn't have as many quotes. But just like the context of it was just hilarious. I mean, they're so funny. That duo together is just unsettling.
No, that's a really good point. Really good point. And because it's Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn, I get the comparison. But yeah, you know, I can go either way. Man, we can do a whole podcast on that, but I guess we should probably move forward with question number four. What outdated, quote-unquote, piece of technology needs to make a comeback in today's society?
That's a great question. This was that's a fascinating question. You know what I think is really, really funny and is thinking back to when the phone, like a cell phone was, you had a cell phone for your car. You know what I mean? Like it... Do you remember that when you just see a Motorola phone in cars, like you couldn't move it?
My dad had one. It was a bag that you just put in like the center console,
which is hilarious. And I think that is really, really funny. And to think on it now is hilarious. But kind of keeping in line with that, I think for anyone listening, the Motorola, the Razr, the flip phone needs to make a comeback.
Man, that was the best phone.
The best phone. And you'd have to text like the same digit four times, which is pretty antiquated. And you'd, have typos. And it certainly made it much more difficult to decipher what your friends and family were texting.
I loved it. I love that phone just because, you know, whenever you get it, like your mom was like, oh, you're going to break that thing. It's so flimsy and thin. But that thing could survive the zombie apocalypse.
And you felt so cool opening it up too. You know what I mean? Like there's just no comparison to opening a Motorola Razr. I just don't think there's any comparison.
Man, flip phones in general, that's the comeback. That's a good answer. I appreciate that.
Thank
you. All right, final question. Last question. Super simple, pretty complex, same time. Do you believe in ghosts?
I do, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm right before bed, I check Reddit, and where we are, like there's all these ghosts because there's so much, you know, like war history in the area. And they all, you know, Reddit, which I don't know if it's always the pinnacle of accuracy, but I just love it. So I feel like I have to buy in because I'm reading all this stuff. I'm like, that's incredible. Like people like to see ghost hunters be all in makes me pumped up. You know, to see ghosts. How about yourself, though? Are you a ghost believer?
I teeter. I honestly, I will say yes, but just because I don't have any reason to go against it.
Yes. I mean, it's pretty wild to think, like, yeah, it's pretty cool, too, to see people, you know, there's even TV shows about it that, like, track.
Honestly, if nothing else, the best part is, you know, just say you believe in ghosts, and that way you have something to blame when something goes wrong. It's like, it was ghosts, you know?
Exactly. Like, there was ghosts. Also, you know, if there are ghosts, that means, you know, potentially we're on the short list to be a ghost, which is, I feel like, kind of sweet. You
right.
Freedom.
Good point. And you're right. Over there in Virginia, I'm sure there are many, many more ghosts with much better stories.
No, I just am a Reddit reader late at night, and that's where a lot of content gets true or not true. It's a lot of content gets pushed out there.
Reddit's good for that. Reddit is good. Wilson Craig, Waterbird Spirits, coming to Kansas City, Missouri. Literally anytime. We're just waiting on the state at this point.
we are so excited to work with you all. Seriously, thank you all so much for the partnership. Everyone listening to this, thank you for listening as well. You know, even if you had to pause it, replay it a couple times, hockey periods, you know, three shots at it. We are really, really excited.
Dude, come to Kansas City sometime soon.
We will, absolutely. And we're looking forward to meeting all of your team. And this is going to be a very, very exciting rollout.
Information by Central States Beverage Company.